In Britain, members of the UK armed forces on prolonged deployments are likely to drink too much, suffer stress, and have problems at home. That's according to new research, which finds prolonged periods of service in Iraq and Afghanistan are putting members of the British armed forces at risk of psychological problems. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
In research published this week in the British Medical Journal, a team at King's College London looked at the effects of the number and lengths of deployment of troops to Iraq and Afghanistan in a random sample of 5,500 military personnel. Professor Matthew Hotopf was a member of the research team.
What this research shows is that you can kind of push people a certain amount, and doing 2 6-month deployments in a 3-year period, which is the Army's own kind of recommended maximum, looks like people are managing pretty well on that sort of amount of deployment. But if you go over that, you know, say have 18 months in a 3-year period, then you probably are running into problems.
The report found that long deployments increased the risk of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and also led to an increase in severe alcohol abuse and problems at home. Barry Donnan is a former soldier who suffered from PTSD.
We are talking about soldiers and stuff who at the end of the day are just human beings. Everybody has a stress point where they break, and obviously it stands to reason, it's common sense, that the more that you're deployed, the harder you're going to find things.
The Ministry of Defence has put together so-called harmony guidelines to make clear the maximum time service personnel should spend away from their families and how long units should rest between operations. The ministry said rates of mental illness among soldiers are low and that the government provides a significant amount of support to British soldiers and their families. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.